بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Continuing with the Masail of Parda question Can a Muslim woman at the age of 45 suddenly decide that she wants to wear the niqab and cover her face for the remaining years of her life? She also wants to know what are the prerequisites and stipulations to be adhered to when it comes to parda. Is it permissible for her in parda to do errands by herself? For example, would it be correct, would it be permissible for her in parda to do errands such as taking her children to school, picking them up from school, doing the grocery shopping, etc. What are the prerequisites, the stipulations, and the guidelines with regards to her in case of her entering into parda? The answer is, in Islam, it is compulsory upon women to wear the niqab and cover the face. Therefore, although the sister may be 45 years old, she should be encouraged to start wearing the niqab for the remaining years of her life, and she should make tawbah and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not wearing niqab in the past. Allah ta'ala is indeed most forgiving and most merciful. As far as the prerequisites and the guidelines with regards to parda are concerned, then it should be borne in mind that women are commanded to remain within their homes. Unless there is a valid need, they should not leave their homes. As far as purchasing the groceries, shopping, fetching children from school, etc. are concerned, then these responsibilities and duties rest on the shoulders of the husband or any other family member, for example, the father, the brother, etc. If the woman does not have a husband and there is nobody else willing to assist her, then due to the need, she can leave her home to fulfill the necessary duties and responsibilities. However, she should limit the leaving of her home to the point of need. Likewise, she should also ensure that the laws of haya and modesty are maintained. That is, she should dress in an appropriate, unattractive manner, not applying perfume, wearing the niqab, not intermingling with non-mahrams, etc. So these are the basic guidelines when it comes to niqab and parda. Inshallah, we will continue.